How's it going, Sha?
Not bad. Yes.
Okay.
Where do I even begin? Our train system, our mass public transportation system, MTA, they did not want me to leave Manhattan last night.
Oh no.
And they worked very hard to make it so that I could not leave Manhattan.
What happened?
I went to a concert last night. I went to see Janelle Monáe.
Oh, that's dope.
And yeah, she was great. She's got a beautiful singing voice, and ultimately that is why I keep up with her. I also find her various versions of herself interesting, but they're also a little drama club for
okay.
me. Like very theatrical. And that could just be her. She is seems to be a very like theatrical person and all that stuff, but I am unfortunately too closed off from my feelings to really let it permeate the way it affects other people. It's an issue. I got to work on it. But either way, beautiful voice. And it was at Radio City Music Hall. And I knew in the back of my mind that the train that would get me home, the L train, was not going to be running from Manhattan after a certain point. Mm. And so I left the show a little early so that I could get down to where the L was and catch possibly the last one that was that would be leaving from Manhattan.
Right.
But the trains close to me were not going in that direction. They weren't running through the section of Manhattan I happen to be in. So okay. I'm like, all the ones like around Rockefeller Center or whatever, only one of them was moving in that direction, but it did not stop at the stop I needed to get to the L. And I was like, well, you're no help. so I said, no problem. I'll walk over to Grand Central. There's a one of the green line ones, a 4 or 5 or 6 will get me there. And I again left early, started to walk over to Grand Central. There's no straight shot. I mean, there is. It seems like there is a straight shot walking to Grand Central, but they've done so much construction that was unfamiliar to me. Everything is a scaffold. The whole middle of Manhattan is just one big scaffolding site. Like it's nothing but cranes and scaffolding. So I was like, where am I? Nothing on the ground looked familiar. It was nothing but security guards like protecting the cranes and like workmen standing around the scaffolding. And so I just kept walking. I was like, I'm bound to see one of those little green globes. For those who don't know, in New York, when there's an entrance to a subway stop, they've got these globes right at the entrance that are green, which means it's open and you can go in that way. Or if they're closed, it's red. I imagine they used to use this all the time, like switching between green and red, probably before the subway went 24 hours. But for the most part, it is a beacon in the dark. Like there's a green globe. I don't even know what that stop is, but I'm gonna get on whatever that train is if you are that way. So I'm like, I just need a green globe. And any green globe in this area is going to lead me to Grand Central, and I can take it from there. I couldn't find a green globe anywhere. Here's what I found: some brand new building that was made of glass, and like stenciled on the glass on top of one of the side doors was just like, hey, Long Island Railroad, Grand Central, Metro North, and the subway. And I'm like, okay, well, great. That's what I need. If I walk through these doors and go downstairs, let me get underground, I'll find the subway.
Yeah.
That shit took me, I don't know where I entered, but I know I walk by every track at Grand Central. Every track. And it's empty because it's underneath these office buildings, which I imagine during the day, possibly teeming with people. But at like 11 at night, no, not at all. And I'm like, oh, this is how I die. So.
oh, my God.
So I just kept walking and there was no like, you're doing good, kid. Like, I just kept walking in a direction and then saw something. I was like, subway that way. And I'm like, okay. And then I that was the only sign I saw for another like probably 4 minute walk. I'm like, what? And then saw another one's like, maybe it's up there. What are we doing? So I finally got to the main concourse, walked through one of those weird little side things into a main concourse, the main concourse of Grand Central. And I was like, finally, I know I can get to it from here, and found it and went down, scanned my little Metro card because I'm not blipping my phone yet. I don't know if I trust it. And here's why I don't trust it. I blip it 4, 6, everything going from that stop into Brooklyn, not running.
What?
Not running at all. Nothing. Not running. So I'm like, what? And the signs are just like, yeah, from Rockefeller Center to Atlantic Ave in Brooklyn, no trains. And I'm like, that's literally where I'm trying to go. That's what exactly where I'm trying. Because at some point I was like, oh, I missed this L. I'm not getting this last L out of Manhattan.
Right.
Let me just ride this 4 into Brooklyn. Once I get to Atlantic Station, Barclay Center, whatever you want to call it.
Figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get out. There's a bus that runs there that drops me off a block from my door. Like, there are, you know, there are ways. No, none of it. And so I'm like,
yo,
what? And they're like, well, I mean, you could go uptown. And I'm like, what's that going to, I'm trying to get to Brooklyn. What am I going to do in the Bronx?
That offers no help at all. Or you can go to this whole other part of the city.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm like, I don't even know. And the reason I was like, well, maybe I can take an A or C and ride it all the way to Broadway Junction. I'm all the way on the east side. I got to walk across the island of Manhattan, get to an A or C. And then the reason I didn't do that before is because I could have taken that to get to an L, but I wasn't 100% sure that the L was going all the way that far because it hasn't been for like 3 months. All summer, it hasn't been going that far out. So I was
the L finicky, yo.
Yeah, mad persnickety. So,
Yo, shot. What zodiac would the L be?
You know what? Let's see. It was reliable. I mean, it was the only thing running for a lot of people before a lot more people moved out here. But I guess I like to consider that the LL.
Okay.
Because my dad told me the letters doubled back in the day. It wasn't just the G, it was the GG, and it wasn't the L, it was the LL.
Okay, different era.
Yeah, different era. He also remembers every bus line in Brooklyn. He remembered every bus line when I moved here. I said some bus line. He's like, oh, no, you mean the blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, my man, you haven't lived up here. But when he did, it was his formative years. So he had all that shit memorized. Anywho, the L is probably, again, and this is with very not the greatest working knowledge of the zodiac. Perhaps I want to say a Pisces, maybe a Gemini, but I feel kind of Pisces.
Pisces energy, L
train. I feel like it's just like, nah, I just work. I don't know. I really like it if you beat me up. That's not verified on the BDSM and Pisces, whether that goes hand in hand. That's just something I happen to have stumbled upon in some other research. But anywho.
Yeah, back to your story.
Yeah. So anyway, I ended up having to take a 7 into Queens.
Whoa.
And then I was like, fuck this. I'm just gonna get a car. At least I'm out of Manhattan. So
not even rent. Shy had to buy a car yesterday just to get home.
I just bought a car off of a dude and then drove it home.
Yo, that's madness, though. Real talk.
It was a lot.
Like, you know, like, we actually were going to be on the show today and it got canceled because of the trains.
Yeah.
You know, like, they've been a little out of whack of late. I that was the weirdest message I got. Like, he was, you know, there's a show that was being promoted and they, you know, it's one of their last shows, one of like the Brooklyn indie show staples. And, you know, they reach out to me and they're like, yo, we're going to have you on the last night out. You've been one of the regulars. I'm like, cool. I'm excited. And then I get that DM, yo, trains ain't coming out here. And like, people locally love us, but they don't train love us. You know, so like, now that we're going to cancel the evening show. That's wild. And there's something about the MTA that like New York can have 8-10 million people. When things are wrong on the train, it's the most like alone you could feel. Like, I don't know how, like, there's 10 million people. And like, when you are looking for a train, it's the only time that like John Wick makes sense to me. Like, well, to me, that's all John Wick is a dude looking for a train. Like, and he just can't find it. And like, and nobody around to help him. Mm-hmm. You know, he's just trying, and although everybody's trying to find him, and he's just trying to find a train to the crib.
Yeah, it's kind of wild because, yeah, I am walking through Manhattan, like a fairly busy part of Manhattan. You know, it's just before a concert lets out, sure. But it's still around Bryant Park, walking over to Grand Central. And when I tell you those streets were desolate, and I'm like, it's not midnight. It's not 1 a.m. It's 10:45 p.m. Like, why? Where is everybody? Well, they must have gotten sucked up in the new buildings. You can't find anything because they keep building new stuff. And I don't recognize any of the streets. And I'm like, what is happening? I just kept looking at the street sign like, this is 46. This is 40. What's going on? And yes. And so then when I finally got out, even the train, it felt very, I don't know how many of you have seen the movie The Warriors from like 78, 79 or something like that. And it's about a bunch of gangs who are at a meetup. And they all agree on a truce because one gang leader is like, hey, if we do this and we all come together and we battle, I forget the police, something. Anywho, there's a big meeting in the Bronx and they all agree on a truce. And then somebody kills the guy who just brokered the truce. And now all the gangs are like against each other. And we're following one gang in particular who's trying to make it back to their spot, Coney Island. So they're trying to get from the Bronx to Coney Island. And it's just, they're just roving and the streets are empty except for other gangs and maybe an undercover cop. Like it's the way that anytime I walk out of a station and I'm like, there's no one there. And I'm like, oh, great, it's the Warriors. Like, every time. Like, where is everybody? Where
you saw hearing the bottles clink?
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yes. And I'm like, oh, no. You know, it's just ridiculous.
I don't know how they do it, but it's definitely a thing. And, like, it makes me self-conscious that, like, there is a Reddit forum or a social media that I'm not on. Cause like the word got out to everyone else. Like everyone else knew to leave. Like, cause like when I picture 10 million people and then you tell me I'm going to shut down all the trains from Rockefeller to Brooklyn.
Right.
I can't be the only one with this problem. Like,
yes, where is everybody? Someone else is walking somewhere.
Right. Like that's wild to me. Like I know I'm not the only one trying to get to Brooklyn right now. Like, there's a lot of us out here, yo.
Yeah.
How did all of y'all find out and no one, like, said, yo, by the way, Shalane, we should know about this.
If I was fighting, like, you know what I mean? If I was swimming upstream.
Yeah.
If there were a bunch of people walking away from the Grand Central area, I'd go, huh, that's weird. Yeah. Let me follow that. You know what I mean? Like, you there are things that you do, but no, there was just no one down there. And what was very funny was when I left Radio City Music Hall, it was before the show was over. I walk outside, and there are on the street right in front of it and the side street, nothing but pedicabs, just dudes with those, you know, those cabs that carry people.
Oh, yeah.
There had to be at least 30 of them just lining the streets, just waiting for everybody to come out. And I was like, that doesn't seem practical. You know what? I should have taken a fucking pedicab.
They knew where opportunity was. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hey, man, can you get me to Union? Get me down to Union Square so I can get this damn L. I had no idea. Man. I had no idea. One of them, all the stuff they were doing, they had, you know, bootleg Janelle Monáe posters. They were out of t-shirts, or else I would have bought one. And I love a bootleg t-shirt. And they're playing Michael Jackson and all kinds. They got like weird little toys and stuff. And I'm like, maybe one of you could have said, hey, the trains around here really aren't running that great. You want to, are you trying to get to Brooklyn? Like, I'm going to Brooklyn. So if anyone wants to.
Mm-mm. Opportunity miss. Oh, but you know what? Goodness. Whether you are high or low, Sha. Mm-hmm. Whether you are high or low, you know, you find a way to get home, you know?
Yeah, it was real tight ropey. It was very tight ropey.
Oh, man, I'm glad you survived, though, homie. Real talk.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get into the news.
Good show. It was a good show.
Despite it all, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Kick it off the news this week. Bob the Cat is going back to Kansas. Kansas, that's right. The Wake County Animal Center on Monday announced a cat at the center of a custody battle will be returned to Kansas to live with his original owner, Carol Holmes. Earlier this month, a debate over the cat began. Does he belong to Alex Strait in North Carolina, who took care of him for the last 10 years, or Holmes of Wichita, Kansas? That's right. The Wake County Animal Center, in consultation with the Wake County Attorney's Office, released a statement. Mrs. Holmes adopted the cat in 2013, and she was listed as the owner on the cat's microchip. Ms. Holmes is the only person listed as owner on that cat's microchip. Ms. Holmes has confirmed that she is the cat's owner, that she had no intentions to abandon the cat when it disappeared from her property, that she wishes to reclaim the cat, and that she has the means to make arrangements for the cat to be transported back to Mrs. Holmes' home in Kansas. The cat was lost by Ms. Holmes when it showed up in Strait's backyard and was found by them in 2014. And since the cat was not abandoned by Ms. Holmes, that Mrs. Holmes is entitled to possession of the cat.
Look, I mean, I guess legally that's right.
Yeah.
I need another update on Bob the Cat in like 4 months to see if that cat is even still there. Do you understand? That cat, however it happened, that cat disappeared from that woman's house and was got from Kansas to North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So first thought would be, maybe that cat belongs to the streets. But then stayed with the second person for 10 years. You lost that cat. I don't care you put a microchip in it. You lost that cat within a few months. They kept that cat with your microchip for 10 years, and you're going to give it back to the OG person? Check on her in 4 months, see if Bob is still there. I don't think he will be.
I'm convinced this is like the Moon Knight of cats. Like, this dude got like four personalities. Like, he been living so many lives. You know what I mean? There's probably two other owners looking for him right now.
I can't believe you fixed your mouth to say that this is the Moon. I can't. I can't.
Shouts to Bob, baby. Live all your lives, okay?
I guess
keep doing
so.
What you're doing.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
I mean, If you ain't have, I mean, you're a cat, you're going to do what you want to do, which is another thing that the OG person maybe needs to keep in mind. Like, if the cat's gone after a couple of months and then stayed with another person for 10 years, y'all ain't the one.
Real talk. Yeah, I know, B. When the kitty fed up.
When the there ain't nothing you can do about it. Oh, no.
Oh, man.
We tickle ourselves. I'll tell you what.
It's the only reason to do the show, Sha. Real talk. If we happy, I'm good. In other news, what to know about Florida's classic alternative to the SAT. That's right. Students applying to Florida state universities will now be able to submit exam scores from a conservative and Christian-backed alternative to the SAT and the ACT, known as the Classic Learning Test. The CLT is most commonly taken by students who are in private schools or homeschool. Over 200 colleges currently accept the test, many of which are small, private, faith-based schools. The test was launched in 2015. On Friday, the Governing Board of Florida State's university system approved the exam for undergraduate admissions, making Florida the first state in the country to accept the CLT on a wide scale. It's the latest change pushed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who has set out to overhaul the state's schools and fight against what he calls woke indoctrin. Prior to the governing's board's vote, the CLT scores were already allowed in applications to Florida Bright Futures statewide scholarship program. For those unaware, by the way, I don't think it says so here. This kind of kicked off because DeSantis, he was beefing with the organization that that is in charge of the SAT because they happen to be giving SAT to AP credit to an African American's advanced study class to high school students. And they were opposed to that class being taught and being given AP credit. And that AP credit was determined based on an SAT 2 score. So they beefed over the SAT 2 being applied to that. And, you know, here we are.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So now
that's part of like the woke indoctrine that he's fighting.
But so. Math, though, math, because look here, you know me, I looked ahead. So I am looking at a sample of this test.
Okay.
So there are three sections. And each section has, you know, a time limit. So section one is verbal reasoning, and that you should take 45 minutes. The second section is grammar/writing. That should take 40 minutes. And then the third section is quantitative reasoning, and that should take 50 minutes. So apparently the test total is what? That's what, like 2 hours and some change, something like that?
Okay.
Which is much shorter than the SAT or ACT. And they're based on classic literature or biblical literature or something like that. Oh. So like in the literature one, there's part from Rudyard Kipling's The White Seal from the Jungle Book, which is not great. I don't know if y'all have done any research on Rudyard Kipling. Just watch the cartoon Jungle Book and leave it at that. You know, maybe throw on a Ricky Ticky Tabby cartoon, but okay. Then let's not dig any deeper because it's not a good look.
Okay.
Anyway, so then there's, you know, a passage. Ooh, wait, science. Oh, okay. This passage is adapted from Leah Surugu's Why Is It So Hard to Stop People Dying from Snake Bite? First published in 2019. What on earth? Oh, wow. Okay, no. It's about like how to stop people from dying from snake bite, which I feel like is the only there's a chart here. Number of deaths per year due to various causes. Lung cancer is number one. Car accidents, number two. Snake bite is like number seven or something. Why is there a whole piece on snake bite? What are we doing? What is happening?
Yo,
I don't understand. The only reason there could be so much about snake bite is because these are religious people who are doing this snake dance. I don't. This is kind of wild. This is kind of wild. And also, no mass. No mass. No mass. Also, no mass.
They scrapping out there in Florida. This is different. Yeah. Here shows Ron DeSantis and the College Board, which administers the SAT, have been fighting over an advanced placement African-American histories course offered by the organization. After he accused the AP course of left-wing bias, DeSantis said that Florida would look into alternatives to other College Board products. That was in July of this year, and he followed through on that.
Mm. Wow. Yo, Florida, this your man's? We ask this every couple of days, but what is, y'all just gonna let him do this?
He don't believe in black people, but he believe in snakes? Like, I think it was an either or thing. Like, they both cool. They both here.
I'm not saying that people who are homeschooled are going to, like, Christian private schools don't. You know, if you're using this test to get into a private Christian college.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Right. Okay. But if you're using this test to go to, University of Miami or something like that? Like, you are not prepared.
Yo. Real talk, though? Mm-hmm. As a gambler, what? I gotta say, this really tells me that the future of NCAA sports is going to be incredibly Florida driven. Cause like now this is an easy way to kind of skate the grade requirements. You have a kid that like he could be homeschooled, AKA he training 40 hours a week in the gym, mm-hmm. take the easier test with less math, gets into the school.
But don't they already have, look, did you by any chance see that documentary about that dude who was running a school?
Hell yeah.
Okay. I was very confused. I don't even know if we talked about this, but I was confused because I was like, what is the school that he didn't actually make? But do you know what I mean? Like, when did they go to class? When did they learn? And it turns out they didn't, but it was based on places where they do that, right? Like,
yeah. Bishop Sycamore?
Yes, but he was basing it on places that, like, schools where they're like, no, this is where your kid is good at football, you take them here, and we get them really ready for it. But we also, and there are classes. But I just didn't understand that could even be a thing.
Yeah.
Like, so you're saying that this would do that, you think, for basketball, for the NBA?
For football and basketball, because, like, to get them into colleges, since they're still state-funded, they have to meet certain academic requirements. So they tend to meet the minimal of that because they're focused on sports. Mm-hmm. So, like, you'll hear stories of, like, really talented athletes who aren't necessarily, it's not that they're not intelligent, it's just it wasn't the focus.
Right.
So, like, they'll be scrambling towards the end of their high school academic career to try to figure out what classes can I take to get a 65 average and an 800 SAT score so that I can play D1 instead of D2. And like, you know, these programs kind of allow them to focus on just being athletes, and then they figure out ways of curtailing the system. So like you have a disproportionate amount of kids like majoring in like earth science or whatever the system that they can like hack, you know, like psychology or business admin. They'll pick like a major that is real, mm-hmm. but for the like a disproportionate amount of athletes at that school will major in it because they know they got the plug with those teachers. So yeah, like there's a lot of things like that have been happening, but this test allows for that because like it's something that it's not going to be looked at as tightly because only one state is approving it. Florida has a huge football, a college football and basketball culture. So they're going to be like incentivized to like, yo, this is a way for me to like get a qualifying score on a test that's already easier and is going to be less criticized and analyzed than like an SAT score or an ACT score where like there's other kids taking that trying to get into Harvard. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like there's like opportunity to play with here. So like all I'm saying is like, you know, like if you want to bet on like the Florida Gators 2025 team, you know what I mean? Like there's opportunity here, you know, get some futures in.
Oh, wow. That's, I guess I mean, you're absolutely right. I would guess that is a possibility and probably why, not the only reason why, but certainly, I wonder if that comes to pass, if all of this continues and that comes to pass, if neighboring states where the SEC is extremely important, if they'll start accepting as well.
Yeah. Like if I'm Alabama and I see Florida get a kid that is the number one recruit, but he can't get into my school because he got a 600 on the SAT and we don't accept the CLT. Mm-hmm. But he could get a passing grade on a CLT, and I just lost a 600-pound, you know, 7-foot-tall player or whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? To the neighboring state that's going to play me. I'm going to start looking at, like, yo, what do we got to do to get this test? Because it's not fair now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Man, that's – oh, boy.
And, again, being real, super gamble sports specific situation. I'm sure there's far more – actually terrible applications to this.
Yeah, I mean, we walked into this with one kind of racism and we may be walking out with another kind of racism.
I mean, yo, man. Yo, shouts to Florida for diversifying their racism, yo. Real talk, man. You're doing it wrong, but like, you at least like, you know, exploring was possible. Yeah,
I bet he never even considered what you just considered. And I bet someone said that to him and he was like, oh, yeah. Because I think that's how the Santa sounds.
Uh-huh. Word. Yeah. Okay, cool.
But he doesn't even know anything about football.
Oh, man. In other news, Subway Windows, smashing spree, suspend service on the W train. This is why Shaq couldn't get home.
Okay, but let's talk about the W. What train is that?
Real talk, I'm right with you. Like, when I first read the title of the article, I was like, is this from the future? Like,
or is this from the past?
Yeah, like, I haven't seen this.
They recently, like, well, here, let me just read this article. The W train stood for windowless on Wednesday after vandals went on a glass-smashing spree that led to service being halted on the line. MTA officials said 97 subway car windows were shattered overnight across 45 different trains that run on the subway's lettered lines. Oh my gosh. My goodness. Jeez. The fiasco forced transit crews to take the cars with broken windows out of service and rearrange where trains would be available. Officials said they were left with too few subway cars to run any W trains throughout the day. MTA officials said the agency doesn't have a large enough stock of spare windows to replace all the ones that were busted, which were mostly on the older lines, and crews were forced to take windows from trains that were out of service. They said the estimated the damage would cost $500,000. This might seem like a prank. I don't know what is in the mindset of these criminals, but it sure as hell ain't helping us deliver service to New Yorkers, said New York City Transit President Richard Davey. Man, you've had the job for like 2 weeks. and the NYPD reported that the windows were smashed from the inside of the cars, and the smashing likely started around midnight on Wednesday and ran through the morning. Police weren't sure if the damage was caused by one person or a group of vandals. They said whoever is arrested for window smashing will face felony charges. That's wild. That's wild. Okay, but here's the thing. What that you could take the W out and probably no one noticed is maybe the issue. Because they just recently like put the W back in motion. The W had been around for a while, I guess. And then they stopped it because it was doubling up with maybe the Q. But then they built an extension of the Q line in a different direction. This all, the extension being built and all that stuff has happened over the past 10 years. So now the Q doesn't go where it used to go. And the W, I guess, covers that. But it kind of, I think it just, maybe it goes into Queens. It's maybe just Queens and Manhattan. I don't know. But the W is one of those trains where I'm not 100% sure it's real. But I've been on it, which is better than like the Z train, which I am convinced is not real.
Yeah, I think
it's a ghost. Huh?
The Z is my stop and I never see it.
That's what I'm saying. Like
the Z is my, is supposed to be when there's like what is it, express train on a J?
Right.
It's supposed to stop on my stop. I've never seen that train in like I saw it in college. Like right. In college, I took the Z train, but I haven't seen
it. I think the ones that you took in college are still riding around. They're ghost trains. Everyone trapped on that train now is trapped there for eternity. Because my stop is the one that a Z will skip. But every time, but occasionally it would stop, like on very busy mornings. It would skip it mostly, though. And I would see it go by, and I feel like everyone in the train had their faces pressed up against the glass. And I know I've mentioned this before. And I'm just like, you're not a real train. So the W right now kind of falls into that for me. Mm-hmm. That is, I can't believe someone went in there and smashed all those damn windows, though.
Yeah,
I can believe that they don't have enough spares. We use some old fucking trains.
Oh, man. If you would like, admittedly, this is a post edit thing being added on. So if you would like for Shalewa and Gastor to be able to pay for a producer that could do this far more naturally than we can.
And can explain what happened because we still don't know.
Still don't get it. All you got to do is like, subscribe to the show, baby. If you are Apple or Spotify listener, we appreciate your ratings. 4 stars. You think we should keep doing this ourselves, and we will, but you see what we're doing, right?
Yeah, like, this is, come on. This is not sustainable.
Seriously. This car is running on 3 tires, you know? Like, 5 stars, you see the potential, but we need help. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's all we're saying, you know? If you have any articles you want us to cover, please DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram. At Silky Jumbo, we're at Gastro Monte. Shout outs this week to Blender Reality, Lauren Wally, Winnie Locke, and FCVLJ. Those are the people that sent in articles we planned on covering.
Yeah,
I think we got to some of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we didn't get to yours, know that the technology gods did not agree with us doing that today.
No.
But we wanted to in our hearts. with all that said, I am the frustrated with microphones, Gastro Monte. always with the gold-plated but still not respecting her microphone. Shalewa Sharp.
I don't understand it. Technology.
Oh, man. This has been the tech-reliant from Unsavvy episode 4. Catch y'all next time. Peace.